All right, this is the review. Guys, this is your review for your exam. It's kind of... Now, let me first say this. Your missions book, you will get extra credit if you will have read your book from start to finish. I did not ask you to read it all, but if you want to get extra credit, you will get that if you actually do read that book. That'll be worth probably 10 extra points on your final. That'll make up for some mistakes. So if you get time, I know, but that'll give you extra credit, okay?
Really fast swimmer.
Oh, good. Good. I enjoyed the book. It's got a lot of good stuff in it, but I did only ask you to read certain chapters and stuff. Okay, you've got quite a few things to review. Some good stuff. Your test last 2 weeks ago or whenever we had the test is a good barometer of what you know and what you don't know. You need to take that exam. It's basically going to be that same exam with a couple of extra questions in there. But you basically are trying to learn. Like one of the questions that kind of tripped you up was is a pastor called to a people or to a city?
People.
All right. And a missionary is called to?
A city.
Okay. It's kind of it's you're not actually remembering. A pastor is called to a church. And a missionary is called to a people. See, I pulled one on you. You got to remember, a pastor goes to a church. He doesn't know what the people are there. They could be white, black, red, yellow, green. He's called to a church. But a missionary is called to a people. It is going to start a church in that people. So you got to remember, those are little trick questions.
Is that
questions.
Number 4?
I don't know.
Because I got that one wrong. Marked wrong.
Well, that's your wife. Okay.
I got this marked wrong.
Oh no, we gotta talk to. Alright, if you do have a question.
Well, I'm gonna look at my question, my mark it down again.
Yeah, I got a good question.
I got a good score.
Well, you better look at your notes because I put it right in there. I just said a pastor is called to a church, a missionary is called to a city or to a people, really. It's. You can say city or people. You better be careful when I ask you the circle of the following characteristics. I may throw in some, like last time I gave you a trick question, didn't I? So read them and see if you agree with them. That, you know, all the characteristics of a missionary church planter. Call of God is threefold. Some of you forgot these. The call of God is you are called to repentance, to sanctification, and to service. Now, do you think the call of a missionary is more or less than that of a pastor?
More?
It is much more.
It's to do much. It's to do with a pastor's job and his own job.
Yes. Number 8. Get these right. A missionary evangelist is called to be doing 7 things. First one, going. Second one, compelling. Number 3, assembling. Number 4, pastoring. 5, training. 6, commending. That means giving them over to their own leadership. And number 7, repeating.
Barney's lost. Can you tell me the answer?
It's on your list. I was just giving you the answers to number 8.
Or the test. Yeah, the test.
Oh, because a lot of you missed those. You got to look that up. They're going, compelling, assembling, pastoring, training, commending, and repeating. In order. What are you looking for? Aha. One of the things you're going to look for in the test is the indigenous principle. A church is what? It's on page 6 of your missions booklet. It's not in your thing. But you need it. When is a church indigenous? It's when it's self-governing. self-correcting,
self-supporting,
self-supporting and self-propagating, reproducing.
Repeat those one more time.
You got it there on page 6. Self-governing, self-correcting, self-supporting, and self-propagating.
Propagating, that means it plants and water them.
Yeah, it's reproducing. To propagate is to reproduce. Okay, now, the main work of a church is to what? The main work of a church is to evangelize. Remember that. If a pastor only feeds his flock, what's going to happen to his flock? They will get fat and die. You feed a flock to get them out. You teach them so that they do the work of the ministry. Let's see. I've got all kinds of things here. I want you to be able to describe what a missions conference is.
A bunch of missionaries get together and talk.
Good, but just talk and have tea?
No. Encourage and support. Help encourage with vision.
Get people to have vision.
Yeah. And also to try and get other support and financially and prayerfully as well.
Amen. Excellent. So you need to be able to describe what a missions conference is. Where does a missionary get his money? Well, if that's true.
By the churches or the individuals? By the churches and individuals. Hence, he has to go back every so often, give reports, and try and get more support from the churches and individuals.
Yeah.
But ideally, a church should support a mission.
Good night. Stupid calendar program on this thing running. It just bothers the fire out of me. It can't work without me. Alright, now we're back. Okay. It's not just from God, it's from where?
From local churches.
Thank you.
Individuals.
Now, there are two normal ways that people raise money. One is denominational, through your denomination. Second one is through local churches. Remember that. Review your Section 1 exam because you've got all kinds of different things in there. There are some characteristics of a New Testament church. Do you remember I gave you 9 of them? Unified, organized, baptized. They're evangelizing. You just need to remember what are the characteristics of a New Testament church. That was in your first test.
Page 5.
Oh, page 5 in your list. What is a word in the Bible that kind of matches the word missionary? The missionary is not in your Bible, so what's the closest? There are actually 2 words, but a missionary does the work of an evangelist. But the word that matches the word missionary, because missionary means sent one, man with a mission, what's another word for missionary that's a biblical word? It would be apostle. Right? Now, you don't have the gifts of an apostle. You don't have the powers of an apostle, but you have the work, you have the mission of an apostle. Let's see, I'm trying to make sure I ask the right questions there. I wish I could have given you some background on some missionaries, like more on William Carey and Adoniram Judson.
Are you going to do it in September, then?
I tell you what, there's so much. These guys are so good. That might be a good thing.
September?
September. We could actually do the biographies of missions.
I'd come back then.
Terrible. He's so mean.
But this is one of this is the main subject that I wanted, was the missions. Oh,
I'm glad you endured the rest of them.
Actually, I got excited about Genesis, really. I was just telling Andrew that last Saturday, sitting here, saying something. I've never taken drugs other than Sindol for migraines and so on, but the nearest, it was almost like a rush
It is
just
cool.
Just sitting, listening to it, and do it. And then he's like me, Kent Holbein. Mm. You know, and I've been just blown away.
Isn't it amazing? So I love Kent Holbein. Good. So
I switched off to the Minor Prophets. But I know that New Testament's contained in the Old, but I really got a picture of how, with Genesis and the Minor Prophets, how the New Testament's contained in the Old.
Mm, good.
And that excited me as well.
Good. Amen. I'll ask you your definitions. I kind of let you go on your definitions, but believe me, some of them are way out of crazy stuff. Take a look at your definitions. Check them, okay? Because when I ask you, what is the test of desire? It ought to be very simple. If you are called, you ought to at least want to do God's will. You know, now that does not define God's will. Usually, you don't want to do it at first. But if a man desire the office of a bishop, it means if somebody says, "Oh, I'm supposed to be a Sunday school teacher." Go, okay. Do you really want to be? No. Okay, then go sit down. the will of God should be part of your desire. The test of life, you need to have a godly life. And if you said, you know, I believe God called me to be a pastor, I want to be able to say, your life's not up to snuff.
Where's the evidence?
Hmm?
Where's the evidence?
Yeah, where's the evidence of godliness in your life? You need to be recognized by your local church. The test of proving your faithfulness. You ought to be faithful in that thing. Another thing that I didn't actually push, but I may ask, is the test of your doctrine. The longer I get, in the Lord, the older I get in the Lord, the more I see people absolutely stupid when it comes to doctrine. And you need to have good doctrine. You need to have things that you really seriously, strongly believe, because every wind of doctrine is out there. And you need to be able to hold your own, be able to say, this is what I believe. And I don't think I do a very good job trying to make copies of what I believe. I believe what I believe because I've learned it. But I kind of am real easy. I say, well, you ought to learn it too. But I don't think anybody's settling strong beliefs on the King James Bible, strong beliefs on pre-tribulation rapture, strong beliefs on anti-Calvinism. I mean, I am not a Calvinist. And I tell you, if you're going to pastor, you ought to have strong, not just opinions, but firm, tested beliefs. I was asked by Tony White, did you ever think that maybe the church might go through the tribulation and maybe we might be raptured? And I said, of course I have. I've read Marv Rosenthal's book. I read it through twice. I have tested. I've checked myself. I've listened to maybe half a dozen different people all hammering and attacking the pre-tribulation rapture because I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I'm no fool and having to go, you know, I was wrong. I don't mind saying it, but I want to know that I know that I know. So you need to have a test of doctrine before you do God's will. If you're going to teach Sunday school, I don't want somebody up in Sunday school teaching, now, folks, let's just hold hands and let's chant.
So in other words, you need to know why you believe, what you believe.
Yes, sir. And
so
you need,
when the wind comes, you don't get blown.
That's right. That's right. And we need to have some common unity. All right? We're a Baptist church. We're not just a church that believes Pentecostals, Calvinists. I get along with as many people as possible, but I don't allow people in authority or teaching positions that don't believe like I do. Because we need to have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one doctrine that we hold to. That's why we have a doctrinal statement for members. I ask you, what are the necessary abilities of a pastor? I don't remember what question number that was, but you need to be able to say that he needs to be able to teach, protect, and oversee or manage. What number was that? What question was that?
What question was it? In the test
there. Toward the end there. It's question number 18. Number 18 was there, okay. Then we moved on to what we've done since that question, since that quiz. Phew. If you don't evangelize, your church will what?
Fossimalize.
Fossimalize? Fossimalize. You're bad. But that's in the part, do you see that sequence there of the works of the missionary? The works of the missionary, you start with evangelize, baptize, agonize, mobilize, organize, authorize, so that you don't fossilize. Or osmolize, okay. I don't know how to pronounce, how to spell that. Does a missionary have to be married? I believe yes. Now, I know there are exceptions, and I don't. If somebody's not married, I'm not going to go, I can't have anything to do with you. But if somebody comes along and says, I believe I want to be a missionary, I say, find your wife. And then I'll get behind you. Yes, sir.
The missionary picked from Europe, he's not married.
I don't want to really look at him really close. Well, the guy that's going to Mongolia?
Him. He knows him.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
I don't care whether he's the prime minister. He ought to be married. He ought to be married. But I did say this. I said this. Some people may look at their ministry and go, it's too dangerous for me to be married. And so that's why I give exceptions. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, a missionary needs a church for six reasons. A missionary needs a pastor and his church for six reasons. Anybody remember those six reasons? The missionary's pastor and home church, F, page 31. For accountability. Do you see that? Mark that. Accountability. For adversity. You need a friend. Your pastor ought to be your friend. For your own stability. I mean, you have a bad day, the church ought to be able to come along and say, listen, we'll pay for you to be able to take a trip and get away and go relax. It's for humility. It's nice to be loved, but it's also, hey, keep you. It's nice to be rebuked. That's right. You need somebody to go, you're out of line there. You shouldn't be having Joel Osteen videos in your house. You need somebody that keeps you humble. Sorry?
You said pastor needs to be your friend. There has to be a line drawn there somewhere. Because you can't be every man's friend in the church. Otherwise, you'd burn out, wouldn't you? And where do you draw the line that, hey, I'm going out to play football, you come?
Ask your question again.
Line somewhere as how much you can be a friend.
Well,
how much you can give yourself as a friend.
But I
would burn out.
That's right. But there's no separation between the shepherd and the sheep. The shepherd sleeps right there on the same flower as the sheep.
He sleeps in the doorway.
Well, he's at the same floor as the sheep. The sheep actually gather around him, everything. Yeah. But how far he can go, all right, is the thing. But he should be the friend of the sheep. Jesus is the friend of sinners. Yeah. They ate with him. They walked with him. They talked to him about everything. They listened to him talk. But as far as Jesus did have closer friends than others. He had actually Peter, James, and John were closer to him than Andrew and Simon Zelotes and stuff like that. So, the point still stands. You need a pastor as your friend, and you need him for charity. You need him for love. It's just nice to be loved. And creativity. Your pastor ought to be able to say, "Hey, we're trying this," and you go, "That is cool. I want to try that too." Mission agencies. I might ask you. I probably will ask you. What is a mission board?
Decide whether you're ready to go or not.
Good. Yeah, they kind of take responsibility for you when your pastor's too busy. When you go, when you get ready to go to the mission field, you need to prepare for some things. And the first thing is your culture shock. And I gave you a list of things you need to know about your culture, like their language, their concept of time.
Rubber time?
Huh?
Rubber time?
Rubber time, their concept of authority. What are the types of idolatry? I give you that list there. You're going to need to list those things. The missionary team. Is it important for a missionary to be married? Yes. But is it important for a missionary to have a team that they work with? Yes, yes, yes. Are there exceptions? Yes. But, boy, it's much better to work as a team. What is a furlough? It should be, but it usually isn't.
Where you go back to report and you continue with it. Get them to continue with support and draw up more support.
We'll just get to know you. Amen.
And make connection back to them again.
I'll ask you, what are the three parts of the Great Commission?
What's that say?
What are the three parts of the Great Commission?
Go and teach and baptize.
Good. And then I'm going to ask you, where do you go?
What do the Lord send you?
What do you teach?
The Lord
And what does baptism do? What is baptism so important for?
Nails your horse to the mast.
Exactly. Okay. Then, we're at that point, you're done. At that point, you're done. That is going to be your exam. Okay. Don't panic. Don't freak out. Don't give up. It's you know, the only problem is we don't have multiple days for you to take the test. You get to do it all 3 months, so your head's just splitting at the end of the day because you will have done three major finals all in one day. But then, what can you say? It's over. So you can... Yeah. And then I have to do all the headache work of greeting and trying to get...
Yeah, but then our problem is what do we do Saturday morning?
Do we do?
Pastor, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Nature abhors a vacuum. You'll find something to do. Okay.
You're back by one.
Yeah, amen, amen.
Andrew, we're lost.
All right.